Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 48, entitled Knowing Who We Are in God. As I read in the book of Ezra, the Lord is merciful, and through Cyrus the king, some exiles are returned to the land. I recently saw a headline on a YouTube video stating that there is no evidence showing that Jesus existed. In addition, the Holy Spirit reminded me of when Jacob wrestled with the angel and asked the angel for his name. The angel would not tell him. Accordingly, when Samson's father Manoah inquired of the angel who was sent to him for his name, the angel replied, "Why do you ask? It is beyond understanding." People argue every day about who Jesus is and if he exists. I know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, communing with them daily. Hence, there is no question for me. It is ingrained in my soul. Genealogies are important for a reason, and meticulous records were kept in biblical days. Yet in our humanity, records have been lost and destroyed. The enemy wants to make sure that you never know who you are. Additionally, this has worked against people, making it possible to steal their identity, their lands, even their birthrights, allowing the ungodly to profit, working to assist the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy. The Holy Spirit gave me a revelation of this that I imparted to my daughter. There is a malicious evil. Spiritual warfare is working against certain people to break them down, mentally and emotionally. Watching what is unfolding in situations such as with Sesame Place, we must realize the dire implications of the enemy. Consequently, only malevolent, bitter, and spiteful cowards who hide behind masks would feel that it is okay to scar and terrorize a child's psyche. Recognize that it is spiritual because it is a concerted effort. It is not individualized, and it is and has occurred over space and time. I have found that human beings, no matter how wise they profess to be, having wisdom that is not godly, are utter fools. Therefore, they are incapable of carrying out the carefully crafted schemes of the devil, outside of the evil spirit that possesses them. This is by no means an attempt to belittle anyone, because any of us can give place to the enemy at any time, for any reason. I am just hoping that we begin to see that there really is a bigger picture. My daughter will be 18 this year, and every time she has gone for a job interview, she was sent on a fool's errand. As I would question her, the spirit immediately discerned the situation. This attempt was to belittle her and to break her down. She would be turned away immediately with some foolish excuse. This is part of the so-called Great Resignation. God has made me cognizant of something years ago. He asked me, "Why do they hate you so much? So fearful, not wanting you to know who you are, attempting to make you feel as if you are less than." This is a malicious, vengeful spirit. What we must begin to do is speak this revelation over ourselves and our children. Although the Lord is not a respecter of persons, meaning that he shows no partiality with regard to color, sex, or any other defining characteristics, it does not mean that we should be blind of who we really are. Ask yourself why some people don't like you. Anyone who claims to be truly happy and have the joy of the Lord will want that peace to be projected on everyone around them. Self-hate and low self-esteem are crippling individuals all over the world. It is being used as a tool by the devil to further his agenda. Furthermore, when it is perpetrated against you or by you, the only way to be victorious is to know who you are in the Lord, to discern the intent behind the act. This is important to me because my family's mental well-being is crucial. I will not allow the devil to imprison them into becoming lower than those who allow themselves to take part in this atrocity. We must be aware that when this behavior is used against us, that it has nothing to do with us as individuals. It is a sign of brokenness. The unfortunate reality is that some are beyond repair. It is up to you to live your best life. Know that in the end, your words and actions choose who you really are or not in God, and who you are choosing to spend eternity with. You have two choices, the Lord or Satan. That is it. It is important to know who you are in the Lord. Remember John 10:10. The thief comes only in order to kill, steal, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. This was not my intended topic, but this is where the Spirit brought me. So I will ask you, who are you serving? And more importantly, are you speaking life or death over yourselves and others? Again, it is imperative that we know who we are in God and speak His affirmations over ourselves and our loved ones daily. I can't emphasize this enough. Speak life. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.